Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture. Thank you for listening. We are back with a brand new show, a fresh week, fresh off of that wonderful, loving holiday we call Valentine's Day. Yes, that's right, people. We're still in the month of February, and guess what? We survived Valentine's Day. There are plenty of people. Some had dates, some didn't. However, the show must go on. Yes, so even if you were single, it didn't make a difference. You survived the day. And guess what? Whether you did something or nothing, or a little bit of everything in between, as long as you enjoyed that magical and somewhat ordinary February 14th, well, I think you're doing all right. Now, if you happen to be one of those cat people or animal lovers who ended up crawled up in a ball somewhere near your animal and crying and eating bonbons and watching movies curled up in the corner of your couch, well, yeah, don't feel bad. I'm sure you weren't alone, right? You had the cat, the dog. Maybe it was your goldfish you were staring at. I don't know, but I think we've all been there, so don't feel bad about it. Yes, we are celebrating you. So what we're going to talk about today is, well, we're just going to get off of that love kick. But you know what? I think self-love is way much more valuable. And speaking of self-love, I find it really interesting when it gets to dating. So when it comes to dating and when it comes to not dating, what are some of the do's and don'ts, some of the deal breakers? What do you consider romantic? What do you consider just annoying? Isn't that interesting that we're talking about that after Valentine's Day? I'm sure this is going to come in handy for someone, but definitely it's going to be a lot of fun either way. So first off, as your host, let me just make sure you know how to find us on Twitter. You follow our handle at MACEF Public Arts. Again, that's at MACEF Public Arts. You can also stream your favorite podcast. Of course, it's the blog Music Art Culture. Couldn't be any other show, right? Right. So you can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as our host station, which is Anchor. Yes, Music Art Culture. How do you get there? Well, anchor.fm/musicartculture. That's all you need to know. Make sure that you keep up with the show. Use the hashtag on social media, hashtag join the conversation, to take part and follow along. If you want to comment, be sure to comment using that hashtag, join the conversation, on our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts. And we'll get into the show after a few announcements. Dating, deal breakers, do's, don'ts. Is self-love a self-gratifying myth? And a few other things. Yeah, let's do it. Welcome back from the break. It's me, your host, Dominique, again for the blog Music Art Culture. Thank you for holding in there, sticking with me, and I am so excited to talk to you about today's show. I think it's going to be so much fun. So much fun. Yes. Yes, it is. Why? Well, I tell you what, we're fresh off Valentine's Day. We had Valentine's Day week for those who love to go over the top and celebrate all week. And then there's Valentine's Day, which is only the actual day of Valentine's Day, which is February the 14th. And then there are others who like to drag it on out until the weekend. That's right. They take advantage of the whole 48 hours. And for some, they even took it a step further with what today, what we had at holiday. I think it was President's Day. Oh, don't mind me. It's really bad when you don't know your holidays and you are a citizen, right? No, I think it's President's Day. Low-key, seriously, it was President's Day. It is technically still President's Day. But so that, what, made it a three-day weekend. So some people turned February 14th, Valentine's Day weekend, into a whole three-day celebration. So if you were one of the lucky ones to have something so tremendous happen, well, I guess I must applaud you, because that's pretty cool, right? But for the rest of us, or should I say, for someone like me, who, you know, went to work, had to clock in, clock out, get myself together so I could come to you clear-headed and with an open mind. Well, what did I do? like everybody else, I enjoyed my weekend. That's what I did. I had a ladies' night, and we totally went out. We totally had some fun. And, you know, I didn't take any pictures. Not that kind of girl. Well, sometimes I am, but not in this case. I didn't take pictures that night. It just wasn't one of those nights. But I tell you, it was a lot of fun. A really cool lounge called The Dime out in Los Angeles. So if you're ever in the LA area, make sure you check it out. Great music, great bartenders, great ambiance, very cool, chill, relax, and well, you never know who you'll see in there, and we'll just leave it at that. But did I have a good time? Absolutely. Hell yeah. And we'll leave it at that. Now, what are we really going to talk about today? The do's and don'ts of dating. I'll tell you what really brought on this show today. As I was thinking to myself on my evening out with the ladies, it was me and two other ladies that I know. We were just like, hey, single ladies, we'll throw it up. Let's go have some fun, right? As we all do, guys and girls included, okay? We're not biased on this show. But so what happened was, as I was chilling out near the DJ booth, you know, listening to my jams, he was playing all the good music. I was totally like back up against the wall, which was totally cool because there was actually, it was so packed, so crowded that the whole little section of cool kids, it was so funny. Like we found our way near the DJ booth. Go figure. That wasn't the plan, but that's what happened. Everybody was chill. Everybody was just like chilling in the corner talking. You know, of course you had people on near the table, standing on the booths, doing their thing. People standing at the bar, people just standing. It was chaotic fun, chaos, whatever, whatever, whatever. It was popping. I was there and so was everyone else. So moving on. It's all in who you meet, right? So you go out, you don't know who you're going to stand next to, you don't know who you're going to meet, and then you start having a conversation. It's not even the conversation, it's a random conversation, and what happens next, no one ever really knows, but you do get kind of caught up in where it actually goes. So anyway, when it gets to the do's and don'ts of dating, this really wasn't even a date because I was talking to someone and it was almost like, you know, I could respect his swagger. He was kind of like, you know, hey, how you doing? I'm like, oh, hi, how you doing? Small talk. I thought it was perfect. But if you're actually on a date, these are some of the do's and don'ts that we want to discuss. And one of them is doing your research. Yes, that is a top do. You always want to do your research before you go on a date. Why? Because you never know the possibilities of what can happen if you don't know who you're dealing with. Duh, you don't want to waste a great opportunity to meet and mingle with someone who could totally change your world. I mean, it might not even be dating. They might be like a great friend, right? So you don't want to do like stupid, retarded things to turn them off because that wouldn't be cool. But one of the other things, well, food ordering. So I ask you this. Answer while you're listening. Answer. Here is the question. Do you think it's attractive if you're out on a date and the person orders your food? They don't ask you. They don't know if you have any food allergies. They just pick a place or you walk into a place and they're looking at the menu and they just order their food. Or they assume that you want to share a meal with them and then they continue to order the meal without even asking you. Is that sexy? Is that appealing? Yes or no? Okay, so if you've answered already, which I'm sure you have, I'll just give you my answer. No, that's not appealing at all. You know why? For one, I have food allergies. So if you're dealing with someone who has food allergies, you always want to be careful with that because it might seem like the right thing to do or polite to show that you're considerate. And when it's on the flip side, if they have food allergies, the best thing would be to actually ask them because you don't want to kill your date. Yeah. You don't want them to be in the ER or the urgent care, and you definitely don't want to be associated with them gagging at a table because of something that you ordered. I mean, come on now. That just totally throws out any chance of sexy. But, you know, I have heard some people actually survive dates like that. I just wouldn't be one of them because I do have food allergies. Anyway, moving on. Always do your research. You know, I don't think that dating in a group is actually a bad thing. when you actually know the person. Group dating is not a bad thing at all. Maybe you go for like to the skating rink, to the movies, you do miniature golf. There's lots of cool things that you can do, bowling, that can help strike up a conversation, and you definitely want to take full advantage of that. So, yeah, do your research when it comes to dating. You definitely don't want to be caught off guard, and you don't want to catch your person off guard. What else do we have? Well, there's another exciting tidbit, and it's called the art of conversation. Now, one of the things that I really notice is that sometimes when we're on a date, we find it like there's a lot of pressure to control the conversation. I think that's important. You do want to control the conversation. You never just not want to know what you're going to say. But of course, I'm a talker, right? However, don't make it all about you. And also, it shouldn't be all about them. You want to actually converse, you know, like have a conversation. They pounce ideas off of you, you pounce ideas off of them, and you actually really get to know that person and see what they're about. I mean, how fun is that? You have a good date, maybe you go to a coffee house afterwards or a karaoke bar, and you kind of can pick up on those signals if you're paying attention throughout the whole day or however long you two are together. Pick up on things. What are their favorite colors? How do they respond to people who are taking their order? How do they respond to, you know, parking? In a parking garage? Do they try and run over the pedestrians? What are they doing? Are they yelling at you if you don't make the left or the right turn as soon as they tell you to? Or are they freaked out because maybe you apply a little pressure to the gas? I don't know. But I think it's really fun when we actually pay attention and key on those little, you know, tidbits of people. So, yeah, those are the do's and don'ts of dating. Be careful when ordering food. Always take advantage of getting to know a person. Never assume that you know what they like. And don't underestimate the fact that they might not be that interested in you. But that's okay, because there's no reason to waste what could possibly be a great friendship. So take that with you. And let's now get into some more talk. Yeah. Some more talk with me, your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Our Culture. We'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Keep listening. Head over to Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. And oh yeah, use the hashtag join the conversation to join the conversation. I'll be right back. All right, welcome back from the break. You know what? There's another interesting term that I think sometimes gets really played out. But we're going to explore it and we're going to give it a fair shot, because I really want to hear, like, in your car as you think to yourself and answer out loud, but then maybe you say it in your head, because just in case you have somebody around you. The whole topic of self-love. Now, everybody talks self-love, right? Of course, we should all have self-love. There's no doubt about that. There's no second-guessing that. You have to love yourself before you can truly love someone else. Do unto others as you would like someone to be done unto you, if I even quoted that correctly. I don't know. That is Bible. But yes, we speak about love and understanding how to water our own personal gardens before we can even begin to imagine what it may take to water someone else's, whatever that means. Do I necessarily think it's true? I don't know. I think it's halfway there, and I'll tell you why. I'm so glad that my mother loved me and herself. I mean, when you think about it, it takes 9 months to have a baby, right? Like actually birth a baby, okay? And then, you know, we come out, we're crying, we're annoying, we're making all this noise, they have to breastfeed, sometimes kids don't latch on, then they're making bottles, then you're cleaning up people's poop, and you're like, this came out of me, and then it's amazing, but then they're not getting any sleep, and it's this whole thing. And so there's a lot of mothers that maybe suffer, some do, some don't, self-partum depression. And then there's others who just are exhausted. Right? We hear about this all the time. So does their lack of self-attention mean that they are not able to nurture? Absolutely not. I mean, come on now. But I do think that self-love is necessary to rejuvenate oneself, to be more open to, you know, help others and nurture others and be there. You have to basically, you know, keep the well water clean, right? If you keep the well water clean, which is the source, then everybody who comes to drink from the well, they're getting nourished. So I like to think of self-love in that sense. But okay, bear with me because we're back on dating and we're talking about that whole thing. So don't think that I forgot, because I haven't. So when it gets to self-love, and we think about it in a modern term, is it another way for self-exaltation, or does it really create self-awareness? I mean, think about that. Now, I know all over social media, and we talked about social media last week, but that's okay. We're going to talk about it again. When it gets to self-love, we see, you know, love yourself, treat yourself, spa day, you know, this, that, you know, whatever, selfie mania. We're all there, right? Who doesn't love a good selfie? Even if it's a bad one, it still works. However, if you're so focused on self-love, can that then be a crutch to kind of like disengage from other people and maybe what their needs are and their wants and desires and how you may need to be supportive of that in certain, you know, relationships? And don't even think this is like lovey-dovey all the time, because even though we are talking about relationships, there's friendships, there's you know, your relationship with your coworkers. You want those things to stay in a healthy balance as well with your family, not just your romantic infatuations. So self-love can be an interesting balance if you are so engaged in self and you forget to spread the love, right? Because I don't know, when I think of love, I think of something that it blossoms, it grows. It's like a ripple effect. If it's there, it will definitely catch on and, you know, have an impact on all the things within its grasp. That's what I think of when I think of love. So if there's a lot of self-love, then you should be creating that ripple effect. Those are my thoughts, okay? My thoughts, my words, my show. But hopefully you're with me. Hopefully you're with me. Maybe you don't agree. It's okay. It's okay. Help me to understand you. Help me help you understand me. Or just tweet, yeah, and use the hashtag join the conversation, and then let me know like what you think, and I'll tweet back, and it's cool. Won't be a tweet war. It's just like, hey, what do you think? Oh, that's what you think. Okay, it's cool. All right. Anyway, self-love. So I've seen a lot of relationships that take on this phase of self-love when they're going through a phase of breakup or like disruption. That's me expressing myself for things that I've done personally. But the bigger part is then reaching out and saying, you know what, how can I do self-love 365 days a year without disrupting my personal relationships and without sabotaging the growth of those relationships and without distancing myself from creating an opportunity to form new relationships, right? I mean, I should be able to have self-love and then express that with my best friend, express that self-love of with my mother, with my parents, you know, with my coworkers, with my neighbors. I should be able to do that. I should be able to have self-love and project that to those closest around me. Self-love shouldn't mean that I then, you know, separate myself from everything and everyone to then recreate this me time inhabitation of new life and all that. Don't get me wrong, sometimes you just do need to meditate, cop a squat, get your yoga on, you know, or take a nap, whatever you do. But there's ways to mix it in and create balance. And so what I really ask is, did you take that idea of self-love a little too far this Valentine's Day week, day, or weekend? Or did you take it as an opportunity, whether you were single or not, were you like, oh, I'm going to do self-love and cut everybody else off? Or did you say, I'm going to do self-love and invite people into my circle? Or did you say, I'm going to do self-love and like, accept every single gift I get with no please, no thank you, and a big grin, smile, and move on about my way. Self-evaluation, people. Which one was you? Because I don't think I was. I think I was number two. I think I was number two. I was like, I'm going to do self-love, and I'm going to invite other people in my circle, and we had a good time. So what did you do? I'm not judging. I'm asking, what did you do? Hashtag self-love. Yeah. I hope it was good. I hope it was good. Because I think it was good for a lot of people. Self-love is always good. It's good year-round. But anyway, speaking of such, I think now that we're on self-love, well, I think we should definitely just acknowledge we can't ever get enough of self-love, and we're going to move right along to our third topic, which is fake love. Now, this one I think is going to be the most fun topic, because if we look on social media, and really actually beyond social media, there's always that hovering shadow of perfection somewhere. You know, somewhere. You see it in the magazine. You might see it on the news article when you open your internet browser, whatever. You see it, you know. You see it. It's in front of you. They might be in the store. They might be in your car. They're just perfect. They're perfect. They're perfect. They do nothing wrong. They're perfect. They're perfect. Well, is it a myth? Yeah. Is it a myth? Is perfection real? Well, it depends on who you ask. I personally do not believe in perfect people. But like I said, we're going to bring it right on back to relationship success. Because when you think about it, I can recall, but I'm sure you can too, those people who love to post things on their social media about their relationship, and it's all positive. And you just may have witnessed them fighting in a restaurant, cursing each other out in the car, and now they're madly in love on a photo that was possibly taken about 2 to 6 weeks ago. What's up with that, huh? Is that fake love? Well, maybe they're throwing it out there. This is how we are. This is how we love. I don't know. I really don't like to judge people's relationships, but I definitely think that we have a healthy perspective of what's real and what's not. I mean, if they're happy, we're happy for them, right? But definitely, we don't want to post relationship goals based on someone else's relationship, okay? Hashtag make your own rules. Like, seriously, if you are in love, if you are in a relationship, definitely from personal experience, I'll tell you what, I would not be posting my relationship. And I had to learn that over time. Because unless I'm in a committed relationship where I know that person isn't going anywhere, I really don't want a lot of random people on my timeline. It's one thing if you're my friend, but if we're dating and then I have like this lovey-dovey message, and then we're going strong for about 90 days until you start to show yourself and we just part our separate ways. Well, and then that happens maybe 6 months later. I have a new lovey-dovey heart, Care Bear, rainbow, emoji, and a whole new person. Well, first off, it just looks like, girl, get your stuff in line. Like, no. I had to get myself together. I actually was looking at my timeline. This was like years ago. And I was thinking to myself, Dominique, you know what? If I didn't know you and I was looking at your timeline, I was like, you would really seem like either someone who struggles with commitment, or maybe you're a bit indecisive, or maybe you just don't know how to pick them. And that for me was kind of like, yeah, maybe I need to reevaluate, because my page is my page. And I think it's cool to have moments and share moments. I think that's a lot of fun, and those things are always cool to do. But for me, posting my relationship, it would definitely be on a more long-term basis, not on a dating basis, especially since you don't want to throw yourself out there and cut yourself short on any other opportunities. So you have to think about that. I mean, what if whoever you're dating turns out to be a real loser, a jerk, a waste of time? You can't get your time back, but you can definitely not discourage anyone else for wanting to, you know, be a little proactive about telling you how they feel, you know? So, yeah. Sometimes it's better to just remain anonymous until the opportunity appears in front of you, and then you can express what your type actually is versus someone making an assumption on what they think you like on a regular basis. I'm just saying, just like you change your clothes, sometimes you like to change up the type of guy or girl that you date, right? Sometimes short hair is in, sometimes long hair is better. You know, I'm just saying. Every girl likes a good sneaker, but where would we be without our stilettos? We wouldn't be ourselves. We need those heels. We need those pumps, you know? Platforms are everything. And so we need to be the full extension of ourselves, even in dating. Moving on. Is it okay to post your relationship? I don't know. Would you post yours or keep it under wraps? Well, I'll let you decide. Take 5 seconds. What do you think? Keep it under wraps? Tell the whole world? Let people copy and paste your photos on different little WhatsApp conversations? Maybe you don't care. Maybe you do care. But does it matter? I don't know. What do you think? Would you post yours on social media? TikTok, TikTok. Well, I would if I was married. Other than that, I'm a party of one. Yeah. So keep listening. We're almost done with today's show. What? We got the 30-minute breakdown, and I hope you've been enjoying it as we've been wrapping up relationship do's and don'ts, social media fake love, and self-love myth or facts. Keep listening. I think we'll bring in some music news. Billboard Top 10 will be back again for this week. Why? Because there's always changes to Billboard. We never know what's going to happen, never know what you're going to get. Keep listening to the blog Music Art Culture. I'm your host, Dominique. And I'll be right back after this announcement with the Billboard Hot 100 Top 10. All right, peeps, thanks for hanging in there. Another episode down for the blog Music Art Culture, but guess what? We're going to be back. Yes, there's always a new episode every single week, so you can keep up. Follow us on, of course, Anchor. That's right, anchor.fm/musicartculture. And there, when you get to anchor.fm/musicartculture, you can check out the site and view your favorite listening service. So if that's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whichever you prefer, don't be afraid to click on the link and you can listen however you choose. I definitely appreciate you hanging with me. And don't forget to subscribe for free. That's what makes it so awesome. Not only can you listen to all the previous and current episodes of the blog Music Art Culture, you can also download. Yes, you can stream, subscribe, download. And I would love to add you to our listening audience. Yeah, you're just as cool as the rest of us. And that's saying a lot. So here we go. Billboard Hot 100s list. Now, we're only going to clearly not make it through the 100s, but we're going to focus on the top 10. And you know what? I was checking out this list, and there are clearly some notable mentions. So we've got The Box, yes, by Roddy Ricch at number 1. Life is Good, Future featuring Drake. Circles, Post Malone, number 3. Memories by Maroon 5 hanging in at number 4. Well, number 5 right in the middle is Dan Smucky, Tones and I. Someone You Loved, Louis Capaldi. Yeah, he's been hanging on. He just dropped a slot. But guess what? He's still top 10. He's at number 6. Let's get into it. Let's go. Roxanne. Yeah, I love that song. At number 7, Still Gaining Momentum by Arizona Zervas. Number 8, 10,000 Hours. Dan and Shay featuring Justin Bieber. Dua Lipa, Start Now. Love that chick. She is hot. Anyway, top 10 is still our girl, Billie Eilish. Song, Everything I Wanted. Now, some notable mentions. I have to make sure we get in DJ Mustard, or Mustard, featuring Roddy Ricch. Song is Ballin'. Yes, love that song. It always gets me in a good mood. At number 12, yes, Mustard with Ballin'. Now, Bop, which is the baby, he is gaining and he is at number 13. Also another favorite of mine, Yummy, Justin Bieber, still holding on and gaining. Those last three artists have actually been making moves. And right behind them is The Weeknd with Blinding Lights. So, yeah, Lizzo jumped down a spot or two, but guess what? I'm sure she'll bounce back. Most great artists do. And plus, her album is still hot. Her songs are still playing on the radio. But definitely, those are the top 16. We didn't get to 20, but definitely we had to include those other five because they're hot. They're absolutely hot. The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, The Baby, Mustard, Selena Gomez. Oh, yes, they are working their way up. They're not going to take no for an answer. And definitely, they may even make it in the one of the top 10 slots for February. There's still days on the calendar, so we'll have to see about that. I don't know. What are some of your favorite songs? I am definitely feeling a lot of these artists. I love songs that have movement, make me want to dance, and definitely The Baby and Mustard do that. Selena, she always gives me good vibes. Of course, Justin Bieber puts everyone in a good mood. And, well, Drake, Post Malone, Roddy Ricch, Maroon 5. How can you ever go wrong with Maroon 5? Yes, favorites. Favorites. So I hope you enjoyed that list on Billboard Hot 100. You can check it out for yourself. Or, just go to the radio and listen to one of their songs. I'll actually post from that list one of my favorites. And you can see that on our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts. Make sure to check it out. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Always thank you for listening. And make sure that you frequent our Twitter page just so you can keep up with the conversation, know what's going on. And I will definitely be back to post more content throughout the week. So make sure you keep listening and continue. I'm out. Till next time.